Hey, Mama, welcome back to Holistic Moms. I'm your host, Shan Wright. Today, I have something very, very practical and tactical just for you. It is for anyone. It's for any age. It's for any gender. It's for anyone. And it's so effective. And so get ready to take some quick notes on this because you're going to want to write this down and implement it right away. Let's get started. Congratulations! You got this podcast, Holistic Moms, to 5,000 downloads. And I am congratulating you and thanking you because I did not do this on my own. I only got here because you listened. And I only got here because you shared the show. And I only got here because you wrote a review. So thank you, thank you. And in order to celebrate, I am going to do a review party giveaway. We're going to have a contest. And if you write a review and you share a screenshot with me of the review, then you get entered into this giveaway. And what are you going to win? One person is going to win a 30-minute wellness accountability coaching session with me. And with that session comes a $25 off gift card to my wellness supplement store. So it's a twofer. You get two amazing prizes in one, and I'm so excited to gift that to you. So all you need to do, it starts on April 30th, is you're going to write a review, April 30th to May 2nd. You're going to write a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. You can write a review on Spotify. If your platform of choice to stream podcasts does not have a place to write a review, then you can just share the show with a friend and screenshot me that message. And then you're going to email the screenshot of your review to hello@theshanwright.com. That is my email. Make sure you put a W with the right. And then you are entered into the giveaway. This is going to be super fun. And this will also help the show grow, which it's your show. So we all want that. And we want more people to hear about how to be holistically well in Jesus. So thank you for participating in this giveaway, to having fun with this review party and celebrating you and your 5,000 downloads. So you want to pursue wellness and make sustainable change in your life? Get out of that rinse cycle in motherhood? But how? You have no time for you. You have no energy for you. And you don't even know where to start. Listen, I get it. I'm going to share how one simple, scientifically proven tool I use will increase your ability to reach your goals by 400%. What? That's crazy. I know. And add my secret sauce to that proves you are 95% likely to be successful in whatever goal you choose. Yes, I have the tools to help you. God taught me these simple strategies that only take minutes to seconds of your day. Schedule 1 hour for you. I know it's hard to even find an hour sometimes, but make it during nap time or rest time, or even if a kid interrupts, that's okay. This 1 hour will pay dividends because when you fill your cup, you can overflow to your children, and that's what matters most. Mama, you feel like you have no time for you and you are empty. You are. Schedule this hour and we will find time for you and get you filled up. Go right now to bit.ly/Shan Wright. Let's do it. Hey mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to four, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat.
Hey, you know that story you have written in your head? The one that's much worse than reality, or it's that same negative thing about yourself that you say all the time. It's always there. It's a negative soundtrack on repeat. Or maybe it's the story that spirals so fast into the future and you are left all alone without kids or family. You're just alone. Or you even get on that topic of eternity forever. And you paint this story that is much worse than this present life. Guys, P.S. I have to tell myself this all the time. Heaven is better than earth. It is much better. So I could go on and on because you know these stories. I know these stories all too well. And you know that they lead you right into anxiety. They lead you right into those spiral moments into the deep. And we don't like to go there. I remember when my two oldest were little and we had only lived here in Indiana a year or two, and we had an afternoon routine of playing in my older daughter's room after nap time if it wasn't like nice weather to go outside. So her windows in her room face the driveway, and we, meaning me, would watch the clock and the driveway for Daddy to come home. It was those toddler years where I could not wait for some reprieve. I could not wait for some relief just to be alone for a moment and go to the bathroom in peace. So I would anxiously wait for him to come home. And whether I heard from him or not, and when I didn't hear from him, those were the worst stories, the worst times for sure. I would start to get anxious with each passing moment he didn't come home. I could feel my physical anxiety symptoms coming on. In the extreme cases, maybe it was later than usual or he didn't answer my call, I was on the verge of calling hospitals. Like, I was like, should I call? Should I not call? And I'm talking to myself because my toddlers, I don't want to freak them out or, you know, scare them in any way. And in my head, I was all alone with two girls to raise, no job, a new house to pay for. And I'm like, should I call the hospital? Like, I was in a panic. And this happened way more than a handful of times, I hate to admit. If I only knew what I'm going to share with you today, then I really wish I knew this method then. This is a method to decrease anxiety that I did not come up with, but I was reminded of in my daughter's Braver, Stronger, Smarter book by Sissy Goff.
And because this is real life, I want you to know, I just realized I was not recording through my microphone, and I'm not going to go back and delete all of that. It is recorded. It was just through my computer speakers. So I'm hoping I can edit it and you can hear me clearly. That's all that matters on both fronts. But moving on, with my microphone intact, I am going to share the rest of this. I do want you to know that, like, I'm real and I'm a real person and this stuff happens, right? And we don't get stressed out about it. It's okay. I'm still getting the message across. And so here I go. So I've heard this in different times, in different ways, but I really like how Sissy Goff describes it. I mean, she is talking to young girls in this book, so it is very effective and simple how she describes it. I mean, I am obsessed with this whole book in general. We're not even through all of it. We have like a little bit left to go, but I've gotten so much out of it just myself. Anyways, this is called the 5-4-3-2-1 method. It is a grounding technique, which grounding means when you're grounding yourself to the here and now. So you get out of your head and into the present moment. You get back to the ground physically where you are sitting or standing at that moment. And side note, Jesus is with you. Jesus is with us in that moment too. So I'm going to share the method or game. Calling it a game is best when you're dealing with kids. But I want to add my own asterisk to the method. So very first thing before you even start into number five is to just say, hi, Jesus, help me come back to the present moment. Okay, I want you to do that. And I want to implement that as well when I work this out with my daughter. But this is for you, or this is for your child. This is for anyone. This is an amazing method that can be used at any age. And really, in a variety, or I want to say any scenario. So any anxious moment. So it's just going to work better in certain moments, and it's going to work better with certain, like, you might like a different method better than this one, but this one is amazing. Okay. So you're going to first say, asterisk, first say, hi, Jesus, help me come back to this present moment. Then number five, you're going to name or write. So name out loud, or you can be writing, journaling, if it helps you to get your pen and paper out and do this. You're in that anxious moment and you're like, okay, I need to do my method. Grab a pen and paper. And if it helps you to write, do it that way. Name or write five things you see right now. Use your eyes. Get back to the present. What are five things you see? Example, a book, my chair, the grass, trampoline, pen, you know, just name whatever five things you see. It takes you back to where you are. Number four, name or write four things you hear. Now, you might have to be quiet. You might have to be quiet to find four things you hear, but you can do it. I mean, even if it's your own heart beating, your own breath, those are things that you hear. Number three, name or write three things you can feel, okay? And then number two, name or write two things you can smell. And number one, name one thing you can taste. So I actually had to help my daughter the first time doing this, and you might need to help the first time you're doing it. But once you get the hang of it, you will become more natural at it. And as you realize, if you can focus on something else in the physical for 5 minutes, then you can usually get out of that emotional, mental hamster wheel and be calmer. You can beat the overwhelm and be calm. So notice these are all physical things. You're seeing, you're using all your senses, right? That is because we are one body, wholly connected, and our emotions and our physical body are linked together. And so if we can get our thoughts on this game, then our emotions can get recalibrated. We can get back to the center. What's in the center? Our heart. We can get back to our heart and to healthy emotional state. Okay, so the real power, as you can imagine, is actually doing it. It's actually implementing this in the moment. So there was many times, back to that story in the beginning, sitting in my daughter's room, there was many times I would just get frustrated with myself. Like, Shannon, you're writing this story in your head again? We've already written this story 10 times and it's never happened, but I would still do it. And I would still stay there in that story, and I would get mad at myself for doing it again because I didn't have anything to pull me out. I had Jesus, but, you know, until you're used to and put into practice praying in the moment, it doesn't happen. Until you're used to implementing any method, technique, game, it won't happen. So to know this is amazing, but to actually implement it is the key. So knowing and recognizing, okay, my anxiety is rising. This story is getting out of control. I can't stop the needle on this soundtrack. I can't pull that needle up. It's just going round and round. And then if you have it in your toolbox thinking, I need to do the 5-4-3-2-1 method. I need to do the asterisk 5-4-3-2-1 method, right? For a parent, you can see it happening in your child. So you can say, hey, let's play the 5-4-3-2-1 game. Okay. I think it's best that we play that game right now. But for yourself, you might need someone to help you, remind you. So it's really great if you were to pass this information on to a spouse and or, you know, a best friend you're always with or something and say, hey, I learned this method that's really helped me, but I don't always remember to use it. If you see me spiraling or you hear me spiraling and I'm telling you this full-blown story, that's a story in my head, can you remind me of this? Like, that would be awesome. But until it becomes a natural habit, you're really not going to think of doing it on your own. And you can't always rely on someone else to remember that for you, right? We have to learn how to emotionally regulate ourselves. And so it's great that someone else can help work you through it and help it become a natural habit, like a coach, like a wellness coach, like a wellness accountability coach. That's me. This is what I do. And this is so useful to have someone coming alongside of you and saying, hey, I need to work on these methods and techniques to help me emotionally regulate. They are just not natural practice to me. They're not natural habits. Can you help me in that wellness area? Can you help me be accountable to that and hold me accountable to doing these? This is what I would do. Okay. And you don't have to have all those words. You just have to come to me and say, help me, right? And we'll work through it. We'll work through things like this and other emotional regulation techniques that are personal to you. You may find some more helpful than others. You might find another one that you like better than this method, but we will get personal. We'll find which one works for you, depending on your story, depending on the story that's written in your head, and we will work through it. And we will build these healthy habits of emotionally regulating, okay, until you can do it on your own and have a much less anxious life. So you can book me for that at bit.ly/Shan Wright, Wright with a W. Or if you are just not sure, you still have questions about that, you just want to chat with me first, you can always chat with me over on Instagram at the Shan Wright, Wright with a W. And we can just talk and we can just see if, you know, this is a good next step for you is to book this coaching call. So I'm always, inbox is always open over there. You can always just follow me and send me a DM and see if we will be a good fit. Or if you're confident in that, go take that step of courage. Go book me right now for a coaching call because your wellness is asking you to, and your wellness needs you to. And until you can emotionally regulate, the stories will keep coming. You will continue to build those stories until you know methods and techniques that work for you to decrease them. So again, I would love if this was, if I knew of this when I was in my most anxious moments. We can't turn back the clock, but you can implement it now. I believe in this method. I believe in grounding yourself to the present moment, saying, Jesus, I need your help right now in this moment. Help me feel you. Help me see you. Help me hear you. Help me smell you. Help me taste and see that you are good in this moment. And he'll bring those things to your mind. He'll help you see that flower out there. Like, he is with you in all of it. So if you're having a hard time, even like my daughter, when I first did this with her, she's like, I don't smell anything. And it's like, okay, well, ask Jesus to bring a smell to you, right? Like, it can be anything. He can do all things. So recognizing that he's with you in the moment and then counting down to one is such a powerful method to regulate those anxious emotions. Okay, friend, I know this is helpful today and I pray it blessed you. If you or someone you know could benefit from this, please write a review and let me know. That feedback, even if it's on a particular episode, is so helpful for me in not only me hearing from you, the listener, but also sharing it with a friend. So every time you write a review, you are sharing the episode in that whole podcast world algorithm, and it's helping it get seen to more moms that need it. So if you liked this episode, maybe you've already written a review, but you really liked this episode, you think this is going to be helpful for you, drop me another review to share with me. I love to hear when particular things are helpful. That helps me know which direction to go. And then come share over in the Facebook group. We're a bunch of holistic moms over there you can find us bit.ly/holistichacks, and come chat with us. I want that to be a community where we can just be a support to each other, encouraging each other to live holistically well in this crazy world and raising kingdom kids. So come over there, and you can leave a comment on or a post on what you liked about this episode, or maybe it's another episode that you really liked. I would love just to hear that. If it was an interview that you liked with someone, share that as well. And lastly, but not leastly, I have an exciting thing happening next week. So guys, we hit 5,000 downloads on the podcast. Yay! So that was a huge milestone for any podcast, but for me in particular, it was a huge milestone that we got to. And I am going to celebrate by giving something away. And so that's going to start next week. And it's a very fun, simple giveaway. So starting April 30th through May 2nd, I am going to run a review party, which means you are going to leave a review on Apple Podcast if you haven't done so already. Or again, you can leave another review for a particular episode, or you can share it with a friend and screenshot that share. Or if you have an Android, send me a screenshot of you leaving a review on Spotify. I know you can leave a review. I don't know the other platforms, but if you share the show with a friend, you can screenshot that. And you must email me the screenshot to hello@theshanwright.com to be entered into the drawing. And then I am going to give away, which totally plays into this episode, but I'm going to give away a 30-minute free coaching session with me. So we're going to talk all things wellness. It can be anything that you have to do with wellness. And mind you, when you book a coaching session with me, you also get an extra coupon to my wellness store. You get a $25 off coupon to my wellness, clean wellness supplement store. And so it is a twofer. You're going to get the coaching session, also a huge wellness, basically a gift card, $25 off to my wellness store. So yes, it's amazing. You have the chance to win that. I will share the winner of the review party giveaway on the podcast May 3rd. So the party runs from April 30th to May 2nd. The winner will be announced May 3rd by random draw. And so you have from the 30th to the 2nd to send me those screenshots via email. Again, that's hello@theshanwright.com. So I'm so excited about this. I'm so grateful you've been listening to the show and sharing it. And obviously we've gotten to 5,000. So I know that you've done some part in that. And I am just grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Let's keep sharing. Let's keep up sharing Jesus and how to be holistically well. Until next time, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Shalom, shalom. Hey, wellness warrior, I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me @TheShanWright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend, may the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.